Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark. I love one of the things about Mark, Matthew, the story of the resurrection, the story of the empty tomb is in all four Gospels, okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the summarized version of all of this is in the Gospel of Mark for me. He makes it everything short. Make it short. I used to have a professor who was, we had to practice speech and all of that, and he would repeat, make it short. Make it short. Make your point concise. Mark, he must have had a rabbi teacher or something saying, make it short, Mark. So we're looking at Mark chapter 16. It's glorious, I'll tell you. We're going to verses 1 through 8. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him very early in the morning. By the way, these spices, and there were spices and perfumes that they would put over the dead body, these were quite expensive. And so notice that it's the women who was doing that. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. So that Sunday, when the sun had risen, they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. Say, he is risen.
He is risen.
He is not here. See the place where they had laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he has said to you. So they went out quickly and fled the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. So we'll stop there, though it goes on. I mean, it is so awesome, the story of the resurrection. I mean, this is ultimate power, ultimate purpose. This gives us definition. Mm-hmm. If you have questions about your life, about your direction, go to this scripture and say, God took care of it here at the empty tomb. Jesus, we know, is risen. He is not dead. He was crucified. He was buried. And that's the gospel. And he's raised from the dead. Verses 6 and 7 basically summarizes the life-changing message. The angel says to them, do not be alarmed. Be at peace. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. Say crucified.
Crucified.
So that was the most painful death at that time frame. And even today, it would be the most horrible thing. But he is risen. Say it again.
He is risen.
Now, sometimes I speak, and it's for my own good, body, soul, and spirit. As this is the word of God, you will start vibrating with the life and the glory of Jesus as you speak out this word in faith. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. And you go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you unto Galilee. And there you will see him as he said to you. So, the Lord is speaking, giving this message. Jesus, he says, he's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples that is going before you. That when God has an important message in the Bible, he often, mostly, he will send an angel to speak God's message. You'll find that when the birth of Samson is about to be manifested, God sent an angel to his parents. And the birth of John the Baptist, an angel came. The conception of Jesus, an angel came and said, this is what's about to happen. And then, of course, the birth of Jesus. We celebrate all the awesome fun things that happen at Christmas time. Glory to God in the highest on our earth. Peace. The angels are declaring the birth of the Lamb of God. And so God, this is an important time. God is sending an angel to declare he is risen. So, and you find, by the way, the women, even though they were filled with fear, and even this was it's like they could easily be taken prisoner themselves. Some of them were afraid. They would themselves would be crucified. These were courageous women. And I don't want to say anything negative about the men, but you may want to take note that the men are kind of afraid. They are at home. They are trembling. And it's the women, even though
they're actually hiding at that point, because you find it shortly down. Oh, sorry, I just threw that in. Part of one of the beautiful things in that angel's announcement, we all read it several times, where he says, go tell the disciples and Peter. So the point was, the last time Peter had seen Jesus before he saw him crucified, he totally failed. So while you're bringing up the guys, I want to say on Easter, this scripture today was a prophetic one for every man in this house, every man listening or watching now and in the future. If you have any shadows of feeling like and Peter, that somehow you've lagged behind or you've failed the Lord or you've turned in some way, so on and so forth, today is your restoration day completely, that the angel of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is present to speak to your heart directly and totally revive and renew your identity and your calling. So you are free and restored. And I think the next time that Jesus saw him, he spoke directly to Peter face to face, and he just asked him three times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter was like, yes, I do love you. All right then, feed my sheep. Follow me.
Amen.
So it's that simple. But I wanted to point that out because I think
It's brilliant because he says, tell my disciples and Peter.
Yeah.
Peter had goofed up so badly that he would have said, I don't
it's
even
over.
Know whether he will include me among his disciples. I have really flunked. Some people would call me a jerk. And I just failed my Lord. And so God,
hallelujah,
as he comes out of the grave, he has instructed the angel to say,
be
tell
sure
the disciples
you mentioned Peter.
Tell Peter. And see the restoration. As we see him in the book of Acts, and as the history shows us, Peter being the in many ways a major failure, is becomes the chief leader. God restores him, not only restores him, but makes him the chief.
And it's such a microcosm. His story personally is such a microcosm of the entire human race, because you go back to Adam and the utter failure at the very beginning. But God had a plan in the beginning that the human race would be image bearers in the world, to creation. And that is what has been restored to us in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We have been restored to the fullness of what the church historically has called our vocation, which is to be God's image bearer in and to the world and to God. So this story about Peter is just a little microcosm of what Jesus, the last Adam, the second man, you see, he started an entire new race, and his resurrection was the inauguration of the revolution. So welcome to the revolution. I mean, Exodus 19, you've seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, say therefore. If you obey my voice and keep my covenant, Jesus' purpose was to be completely obedient to the Father's voice and to be faithful to keep the covenant in every way. And then to bring that as a sacrifice, dying, making an exchange for you and I, that as though we have always and always will obey the voice of the Father and be faithful to the covenant. You shall be my treasured possession. Look at your neighbor and say, you are his treasured possession. You shall be, tell them you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you, look at your neighbor, say you. You shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. Welcome to the revolution.
Amen. As the incident comes, as the angel comes, the religious authorities have heard that Jesus had said over and over, on the third day I'll rise again. And they are afraid that some unethical people might just try to, in the flesh, make this come to pass that would come and steal away his body. So there is a whole phalanx of Roman soldiers that the religious authorities have put around the tomb. And when I love this, you know, it tickles me. When the angel comes, they are all whammo. They are on the floor as if dead. I mean, they're slain in the spirit or whatever, but
they're all there. They were tough. They were toughies.
The great, toughest soldiers. Oh. And they're all as if dead as the angel comes.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is what the women witness. It's Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. And Mark, he repeats their names three times. Mm. These are the ones who were there, eyewitnesses. And there is a reason why he repeats their names, because at the time that the Gospel of Mark is written, these women were still alive. So there was, at that time, oral history was very important. I saw this at this time. This is what I witnessed. And so those histories were written, but people witnessed those things. So it's not someone's conjecture, but people's experiences. So Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, they were alive at the time of the writing of the Gospel of Mark. And so people could go to them and say, did you really witness this? And the soldiers were like that. And say, yeah, we saw all of it. Wow. We saw the angel, and he looked like this and this. It's awesome. And in the book of Mark, you'll find that all through the book, you will find Jesus repeating over and over, I will rise on the third day. I will rise on the third day. But it's like some of the men forgot this. It was the women who bring, for me it just struck that it was the women who brought the perfumes and the spices that they would put on the dead body. So I just feel that women should never feel that they are, it used to be culturally, there was a kind of, not from the Lord, but demonic prejudice against women. But you see, the Bible exalts the role of the women as witnesses. They are the ones who are supposed to take the story of the resurrection of Jesus and the empty tomb. Say the empty tomb.
The empty tomb. So
this is, there is no body of Jesus there. He is risen from the dead. And he is now bringing peace and salvation to all people, all nations. By the way, I wanted to state, if I forget, a special prayer for Christians in Sri Lanka, that there was an explosion, some terrorists attacked several churches in Sri Lanka, and a lot of Christians, about 200 Christians, were killed, and we want to send our prayers and our covering and comfort prayers for
Amen, Lord,
the families who lost to this act of
Lord
terror.
Jesus,
and pray they will apprehend these people. And
thank you, Lord.
For those who are wounded, quick healing for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
I always have lots to say.
Go ahead.
But I'm looking forward to an Easter egg hunt with our kiddies today, so I'll keep it short like Mark did.
Okay.
The only emphasis I have is, once again, and this is something the Lord said to us at the beginning of this year, to pay a special attention to our priesthood. And this is going to be the increasing theme. I believe that I've watched church history and unfolding revelation, and one of the most recent sort of focuses, if you will, of a lot of teaching has been about the seven mountains, right? It's encouraging Christians to enter into the world culture, into the marketplace, into all of the culture-creating dynamics of our societies. And so people have, you know, really started to attend to that and look at their gifts and start to find where, as a servant of the Lord, their place in business is and all of those things. But I think that we are now getting a fresh increase of what we understand even about that and how we understand it. It's the fact that you are called as God's image bearer in the earth, as his priesthood. And so the line between, even some of the more recent ways we've thought about, but the line between this is ministry and this is business, as Jesus took it away, the whole point, Adam was assigned as the priest of God. He was meant to reign and rule as God's image bearer. And the work that he was supposed to do, he and Eve, was to make the earth flourish. And basically, in a sentence, that is a narrative of the seven mountains and entering into the world's culture. And that's what the resurrection means for us, that Jesus now is sitting at the right hand of the Father and bringing all things under his subjection. And who are the ambassadors? Who are the message carriers? It's us in every realm of society. And church is for every believer, every priest, to get further equipped, exhorted, the teaching from Scripture, so that in their place in the world, they can be the image bearer of God. And thankfully, Jesus, because of his death, we have continual renewal and we have received full righteousness.
Amen. Amen. And the major message, I mean, there's no greater message. And the devil hates it and he trembles. Greatest message ever given. He is not here. He is risen. So realize that today we are worshiping a risen Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not dead.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a risen Savior. And it does not matter. As we saw, there's mystery about what fire, what caused the fire in Notre Dame last week, cathedral. It was the faith of thousands of people who were involved in building that cathedral 850 years ago. But today, as we see, last year, by the way, in France, I was reading that, and the media was not allowed to talk about this much, but there were 875 attacks on churches in France alone. So all kinds of vandalism and burning the crosses and all altars and things like that. And today's attack on churches in Sri Lanka, that it, I look back at the empty tomb and it says, the devil is suspicious. Something is about to, great is going to happen. And so he does stuff. All the Old Testament you find really is about the devil trying to prevent the coming and the birth of Jesus. And yet, when God is up to something,
thank you, Lord.
God is on the move, and no power of hell can prevent that. So they do all kinds of stuff, and they, all these shenanigans, and Roman soldiers appoint and all that. But God is on the move. The Holy Spirit is about to come. And the even though the Roman soldier says, we're going to stop any kind of theft. We're going to stop these Christians. It doesn't matter because God was on the move. When God, this God is God who parted the Red Sea. This God is the God who rescued Daniel
Hallelujah.
From the lion's pit.
Yes.
This God is the God who parted the Red Sea. This God is the God who accompanied the young Hebrew Jesus children Lord. In the fire. So this God was on the move, and nobody could stop the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we want to address principalities and powers, Amen. Whether they are trying to function here in this nation or the other nations, where the church is on the move, and God is going to be, and he's now
Thank you, Lord.
Pouring out his spirit so that all nations, every race, every tongue can worship. And this risen Savior, no power of hell can prevent the manifestation and the success of the Church of Jesus Christ that's witnessing. He is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace,
Amen, Lord.
King of Kings, he is on the move. I just felt this week, and then especially even this morning, I was God say, I am on the move. And where you need your families to be touched, your families, that God would come and give a resurrection life and save our children or save members of the family. I want to declare a prophetic word from this Easter Sunday service. God is on the move.
Amen.
He is the God who raised Jesus from the dead. There is nothing impossible for
Amen.
Our God. Amen. Give him
Amen.
A big clap. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Because it reminded me of, I don't know whether I was in college and I used to watch Gomer Pyle. How many of you remember Gomer Pyle? And so in that, I just heard, that crucified the Lord, that appointed the Roman soldier, that took care of everything, but surprise, surprise, surprise. God, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And Jesus accomplished his purpose this Easter Sunday morning, that he had said, on the third day, I will rise again. And he rose. But it just also means everything Jesus said is true. When Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except by me, it's true. When Jesus said, one day I will return again, it's true. He said, love one another. That's true. That no one, no power of hell can defeat my church. It's true. That he said he is the Son of God. It's true. When he said, I am the light of the world. It's true. He said, whenever, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. It is true. And we are receiving his power, resurrection power. And I believe that this is a surge. Some of these things that are happening are signs for me prophetically that God is on the move and he's shaping history right now before us. And as Jesus said, there is no other way to the Father except by me. It is true. And that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. I just want to proclaim over
Amen.
Us, over our nation, over all, wherever we are broadcasting digitally, the Lord is going to touch your nations,
Amen,
all the nations of the earth,
Jesus.
That the risen Savior, his power is going to be exploding as we have never seen before. This is a unique Easter. I just feel in my sense, when the enemy acts up, take notice that the power of the Holy Spirit is about to be loosed once again in waves of glory, just like Azusa, just like the late 1940s with Billy Graham and other evangelists like Oral Roberts and all that. The multiple thousands are going to be flocking to get saved at the altar.
Amen, Lord.
And therefore, by the way, if he is risen, ergo, we should be the most joyous people on earth. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. There was, what is that? I had a song here. Low in the grave, he lay. Jesus, my Savior. Waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. And then up from the grave he rose with a mighty triumph over his foes.
He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
He walks with
Praise
us.
Praise the Lord. Along life's narrow way, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives.
He lives in my heart.
And no one can steal that from you. No one can take that from you. But that is also your empowering your identity to be God's image bearer in the world.
And therefore, we renounce any Amen. Spirit of depression, of defeat, of discouragement.
Amen.
From any of us.
Amen.
We
In
should
Jesus
be
name.
And going to become the most joyous people on earth.
Hallelujah.
So any cloudy thing over you, depression, discouragement, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. We are celebrating
Hallelujah.
The risen Savior and the Spirit of joy and triumph is coming. And any infirmity that is attacking
Amen,
us,
Lord.
We command it to go in the name of Jesus. That is a job for us to do. I woke up and I found out that around 3:45 or 4 in the morning, someone, a loving grandfather whose granddaughter was taken in an emergency, major critical thing, to San Diego Hospital. One of the first things that he did was text me immediately. I'm sorry to text at this time, but we have an emergency.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
He was calling upon the church.
Yeah. Oh,
and the church is going to rise up. And we are going to be, thank God for doctors, but we are going to release victory because he is risen. He is risen.
He's risen indeed.
We are on the winning team.
Amen.
Say, I'm on the winning team.
I'm on the winning team.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
We serve a risen Savior.
Yes, we do.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he is risen. And he gives us the Holy Spirit and his power to evangelize. And he says in Mark 16, that chapter at the end, now, therefore, guys, by the way, guys, here you see me. Therefore, go into all the world, preach good news, and these signs will follow. This is no namby-pamby Savior. This is the Lion of the tribe of Judah who just took all the burdens of hell, every power of sin that would ever attack any of us. He took it all. He deserves truly all the glory and the praise because he is giving us resurrection power, victory, victory,
thank
victory
you,
in everything. And that he's on the move and we are on the move.
Yeah.
Now I'm praying resurrection glory be activated in each of you, that wherever there is trouble, you are the Lone Ranger riding in, saying, six guns blasting, saying, I have got power in the name of Jesus. This is Mark 16. Go into all the world, preach good news. In my name, you will cast out every power of darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it is time.
It's time.
Glory. Ha. Wonderful. It's exactly, my synchronized watch says 12 o'clock. Is that right? Huh? No, it's not got 3 minutes. It's exactly.
Somebody's giving you more time.
You are right. Who said 3 minutes? Yes.
Diana. Your synchronized watch.
Too smart for yourself. It is 12:57. Perfect. Hallelujah. I said I would stop before 12. I did.
Yeah, you did. Good job.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive.
He's alive.
And well.
All right, let's all stand.
Yeah.
That's on awesome. Easter.
Yeah.
You are being commissioned.
Yes.
We are being commissioned. And yeah, on one hand, don't focus on the darkness.
Right.
But there is. Arise, shine, for your light has come, God says. For each of you, for you, for you. You are not going to be walking in defeat. You have victory today. For every family, we are declaring victory. And whatever challenge you're facing, I am asking the Lord's assistance for you, for each family.
Jesus.
That defeat is turned into victory. That's what resurrection is. They look at the empty tomb. Defeat has been turned into victory.
Thank you.
All of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Take that victory. Say, I'm taking that victory.
I'm taking the victory.
And put your hand on the shoulder of your
thank
neighbor
you,
for
Lord,
a moment. Say, I'm imparting that victory.
Jesus.
Resurrection victory.
Resurrection victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in the resurrected Savior.
In the resurrected Savior.
And signs.
And signs.
Are following me.
Are following me.
In my name. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will cast out.
I will cast out.
Every dark power.
Every dark power.
Every spirit of defeat.
Every spirit of defeat.
Every spirit of discouragement.
Every spirit of discouragement.
God is anointing me.
God is anointing me.
I will be able to take up difficulties.
I will be able to take up difficulties.
Anything deadly.
Anything
is canceled out.
Is canceled out.
Nothing can hurt me.
Nothing can hurt me.
I will lay hands on the sick.
I will lay hands on the sick.
They will recover.
They will recover.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I glorify.
I glorify.
This day.
This day.
The risen Savior.
The risen Savior.
His name.
His name.
Is Jesus Christ.
Is Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Give him a big
amen
clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise
amen
God.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.